The French composer and conductor Pierre Boulez was once the avant-garde's most outspoken critic of the establishment. Now, as he's about to turn 80, he's become one of the world's most admired musicians, an opinion classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz shares. Lloyd has been listening to new discs of music performed by and written by Boulez. He's heard a memorable live concert in New York, and he even got to sit down and talk with the maestro.
What happens when an iconoclast becomes an icon? Composer and conductor Pierre Boulez has been the most articulate and provocative spokesperson for the musical avant-garde since the 1950s. 3 months after 9/11, he was actually dragged from his hotel room in Switzerland and arrested as a terrorist suspect at the age of 76, because some 40 years earlier he had made a widely quoted remark about blowing up opera houses, those bastions of the establishment. But now, Boulez's recordings win Grammys, and the very people who used to find him a cold perfectionist are praising his warmth and expressiveness. This year marks his 80th birthday on March 26th, and he'll be appearing in concerts all over Europe and the United States. This is good news for his admirers. 10 years ago, at a 70th birthday concert at Carnegie Hall, he led the London Symphony Orchestra in one of the works most closely associated with him, Stravinsky's revolutionary The Rite of Spring. I thought it was the greatest orchestral performance I'd ever heard, until I heard them do it again this year. With Boulez, this wasn't just music depicting a sacrificial ritual in ancient Russia, or an exercise in complex rhythm. It seemed to be about the way the universe functions, mysterious, spiritual, sexual, cataclysmic, also intimate and seductively beautiful. Here's an excerpt from Boulez's 1992 recording with the Cleveland Orchestra, which has just been reissued, and which captures some of the remarkable qualities of the live performance. To honor his landmark birthday, Boulez's record label, Deutsche Grammophon, is issuing 5 new recordings, 2 with Boulez conducting his own challenging, unsettling, but engagingly colorful and increasingly comprehensible work, as well as a recording of his 3 controversial early piano sonatas with the brilliant young Finnish pianist Paavali Jumppanen. There's also a disc of works by Mahler, whom Boulez regards as a bridge between 19th century Romanticism and 20th century Modernism, and one of Bartók, his 3 exhilarating piano concertos, each with a different soloist and orchestra. The Mahler disc, with Boulez conducting the Vienna Philharmonic, includes 3 song cycles. One of them, the exquisite and melancholy Songs of a Wayfarer, with German baritone Thomas Kvasthoff, is one of the subtlest and most moving vocal recordings I've ever heard. Even the orchestra sings.
Ging heut morgen übers Feld, Fauner auf den Gräsern hin, sprach zu mir
der Lust gefliegt eine Welt. Guten Morgen, ein Held, du wirst wie eine schöne Welt, schöne Welt. Auch die Glockenblume am Feld macht mir lustig guter Ding, mit den Blättchen klinge, kling, klinge, kling. Eben morgen uns bestellt, wird ich eine schöne Welt, schöne Welt. Doch die Welt gefällt, heia!
While I was in New York for the Stravinsky concert, I got to talk to Boulez. I asked him how he achieved that all-embracing expansiveness I had felt so powerfully in The Rite of Spring. His first response was personal, that this music was very close to his heart, his first encounter with something radical, with modernity. Then he spoke more about technical matters, about pacing, not letting the climax get too fast or it would lose its sense of weight. And then this master of precision and rhythmic nuance, of color and clarity and detail, said, "Of course, one cannot really explain the mystery."
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. I'm Terry Gross.